y'all. Welcome back to the RV America Y'all podcast.
I'm Stacy.
I'm Tom, and we're RV America Y'all.
We are native Texans and full-time RVers who are all about exploring the great state of Texas and beyond, one campground at a time. We're on a mission to experience life, not just live it, and we're bringing you along for the fun.
We're still here at beautiful Jamaica Beach RV Resort in Galveston, Texas. This is episode 34.
And this week, we are very honored and super excited to bring back our friend, owner, founder, builder, creator, operator of Jamaica Beach RV Resort, Ron Gustafson. We're going to talk about Jamaica Beach and some big news. So sit back, relax, and join us as we RV America, y'all. Yes, we are still at Jamaica Beach RV Resort, and if you've been with us for a while or even just a little bit, then you've definitely heard of Jamaica Beach.
And yeah,
many of you I know
sure hope so.
Have been here over the years. This is actually the very first RV park, RV resort that we ever came to as RVers. Before
yes.
that, it was always state parks for us, and we've been coming back every year for 10 years, and a big reason of why we love coming here is the Gustafson family. They are the owners, builders, operators of Jamaica Beach, and we are so happy to be joined today by Ron Gustafson. Thank you so much, Ron, for
coming
on.
Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. Yeah. I got to just tell you, for those of you who have not met the Gustafson family, they are some of the most amazing people you would ever meet in your lives. So, such hard workers.
Well, I call it the epitome of the American feeling, you know, owning your own business and doing it as a family.
Yes.
I mean, no one does it better.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Ron, let's first, I guess, talk a little bit about Jamaica Beach RV Resort, if you don't mind.
All righty. Well, this is our winter season where we have all the winter Texans coming down and all of our friends that are winter Texans that come down every year. We have a lot of them that repeat every year. Of course, for various reasons, they have to retire or they're not able to travel anymore, so we lose a few every year. But we got a lot of loyal winter Texans, and we got our New Year's Eve coming up tonight.
Yes.
So, yeah, so that's going
to
be a lot of fun.
Very exciting.
I want to mention, we had somebody just the other day, well, I saw it on Facebook today. They said, I walked down one of the aisles, one of the streets, and
here
you
in
see,
the campground.
In the campground, and you see a different license plate from a different state in every spot. And it is
and
amazing.
And several Canadian provinces.
Yes. We've talked about this at how many different states are represented in this park. I almost bet that there's not another place in Texas right now that has more people from everywhere else. I mean, it's unbelievable to me.
We get them from all over. A lot, of course, most of them are up north this time of the year.
Yes.
And in summer, we kind of reinvent ourselves with our lazy river and all our beach pools and fun things to do. And they're mostly Texans in because it's nice and handy. But this time of the year, they come from all over the U.S.
It is amazing.
And Canada.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah.
And Canada.
And Canada.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You get, like you said, you get a lot of the same people who come back every year.
Mm-hmm.
I think a big part of that, obviously Galveston is a big draw.
Yeah.
Because Galveston Island, there's so many great mom-and-pop restaurants, interesting museums. The state park is right down the road here from us, just a few minutes, so they can go hiking or kayaking or fishing. But there's the community here during the winter.
That is correct, definitely.
Yeah, and you know, they have, I think there's a lot of people who come here just to have that sense of community.
Yes, they do love that. Come back and meet their favorite friend, their friends here, and hang out with their friends because over the years that they've met, so they really enjoy that. That's coming home for a lot of our customers.
It really is true, and you know, there's happy hours and potluck dinners and
yes.
like tonight, you know, the big New Year's Eve party
yes.
and used to have it up here. We are sitting as we record this, we're sitting in the community room basically that sits above the office, but the big parties got so big you had to move them out to the pavilion.
We have an outdoor pavilion that we can close, you know, because if depending on the weather, and we moved most of our events out there because it is outgrowing this room.
It is amazing.
Right. And you have heaters and stuff that you
yes.
put out there that you, because the other day we were at one of those events and it was almost too warm.
Well, it's a beautiful day. I mean, this is New Year's Eve.
Yes, it yeah. is.
And I'm not sure, it's in the 70s, I think, because earlier
is.
This morning it was 69.
If it's not, it's awful close.
It's
no wind
be,
whatsoever.
No wind, yes. Beautiful
amazing.
Day.
Beautiful day. Where we're sitting, we're looking out the windows, we can see the Gulf of Mexico out there.
Yes.
It's a beautiful, calm day. Just absolutely
stunning. In fact, if
stunning.
We didn't worry about people coming up to us and stuff, we would do this outside. I mean,
we could.
You could.
Yeah, we could have done it outside. It's so incredible.
Absolutely. Now, some of those amenities, I got to ask you, I don't think I've ever asked you this question. You guys, you built this park, and I know.
That's correct.
We have watched them guys build every bit of this park.
Every bit of
themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The roads, the campsites,
the
all
Lazy
of the amenities.
Mm-hmm.
That, how does this ever come about?
Well, that's actually one of my things I love to do is to design stuff and build it. I mean, that's my first love ever to
yes,
do.
And it shows.
Yes.
I mean, over the years, you went from, you know, what started out as a small park, mm-hmm. a smallish park.
Yes, it was.
And you had the mini golf course.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You had a swimming pool.
Yep.
And then you added another pool.
Yes, a beach pool. And we added a big indoor hot tub, but it's 10 by 30 indoors. We added more sites and a lazy river. It's about 700 feet long.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we added an indoor pool. We added some cottages. I mean, we just keep
pickleball,
adding
two pickleball courts,
yes.
a basketball court,
yes.
a playground for the kids.
Yes.
Oh,
we,
how about the bouncy thing?
I was just going to say, the bouncy pillow. Kids are loving that.
Oh my gosh,
yes.
And, of course, we're looking right at it at our site.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I kid you not, there's kids and adults on that every single day.
When I first installed it, I had to try it out. And for those of you that this last July I just turned 70, so I did get it hard there.
There you go. But you are a young 70, I got to tell you. You keep busy, uh-huh. I know. And Ron is one of these guys that he never sits still.
No.
He's always got multiple projects going. He's always going somewhere. You ride your bike around the park.
Yeah.
And
yes, my aunt the other day just said, I think you never sleep.
I think that's true.
That might be true. I mean, his mind is always going. I've never seen anybody whose mind just doesn't ever seem to stop. He's got so many projects. And if there's one thing that you can say, maybe Ron needs to slow down a little sometimes.
Well, we're not slowing down yet because I
know
you're going to give me an intro. We are about to start on one of our biggest projects ever.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Why don't you
talk
a little
about
bit
it.
About this? This is very exciting.
Yes. We had an opportunity of a lifetime. You know, a lot of times people say it, but it really truly was. The guy that, Charles Thomas, mm-hmm. the former owner of the Rockets.
Yeah, Charlie
right.
Thomas.
John,
yeah.
Charlie Thomas, yes. We had an opportunity to buy his ranch or his fun place. And it's a fantastic place. It's right just east of Columbus, Texas.
Okay.
About 40 miles from Katy. And
right on I-10,
and it's already, I call it a campground right now without any campsites.
Because
it was this fun place. I mean, he had a basketball court where I understand the Rockets have played.
Oh, wow.
Has the what they call dance hall. It's really neat. It's full of antiques. It's got a little movie theater with 25 seats. It's got a school that's 153 years
old.
Wow. That's awesome.
And it's got some of the original desks in.
Wow.
And then it's got a little miniature church, and it's got an old Victorian house that's 130 years old that they moved out from Houston.
Oh, my gosh.
And I understand, can't verify it, but I've been told this many times that Lee Majors likes to stay in the Victorian house.
That's awesome.
And our generation knows the $6 million man.
$6 million man.
That's
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to me, the biggest thing is he was married to Farrah Fawcett.
I think to most men, that was the biggest thing.
It's called Twin Oaks. It was Twin Oaks Ranch.
Okay.
We're going to be calling it Twin Oaks Resort.
Okay.
And because it's going to be much more than just an RV park with all the things going on. And so we're going to call it Twin Oaks. It's got two huge oaks that are lit up at night that are like a 100-foot canopy on them. Plus, there's other big oak trees throughout the area. And so it'll be wooded areas, not wooded areas. Got a beautiful little pond there with a fishing house. It looks like a postcard.
Wow.
When you see pictures of it.
How many acres is it, Ron?
168.
Wow.
And it's got other buildings that it's got one that 60 by 100 that we'll be having our store and the laundry area. We have a multi-purpose one that we're going to have that it's 60 by 200.
Wow.
And if you know him, he used to have approximately 50 car dealerships in the Houston area.
That's right. Yeah.
And he had that 200-foot building was full of antique cars, cars.
Wow.
But it wasn't big enough. So I think
gosh.
That's when he did the 100-foot building. And there's another one that's 35 by 60 that we'll have exercise room and game room in.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
So it's going to be lots of fun things going on. It's a beautiful piece of property. It's like, say, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get that.
How would you even find out about such a thing? How did y'all come
by chance.
It?
Absolutely by chance that we've seen it. And once we've seen it, we were like, had to have it.
You became obsessed. Didn't
yeah,
you?
Exactly. And the other thing, too, though, it's one of those things that you see it and you think, okay, it's really neat. And then you go home and then you come back again and it's like, well, it's going to be that wow when I come back. And it was even more so the second time and third time because you keep going back and it's like, wow, I didn't know this was here. It's just all types because we made into the arrangement that we bought the property. And everything went with it. I mean, he has all types of antiques and things they've collected over the years.
Oh, wow.
It's really neat, just like the old school and all that.
Yes.
The Victorian house, we won't really use it as a rental because it's more of a museum because it's all period inside with the old carriage.
Finishings and stuff.
Yeah, the old phonographs. I mean, we'll use it for special events like Christmas and different things.
Yes.
And we'll be able to see in it, but it's like a museum piece the way he has it set up.
That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. What a find.
It was one in a million finds, so we just had to find it. And then when we get to campsites, we're going to do, like we did here in Jamaica Beach, we're going to have a lazy river. It'll be slightly wider, and it'll be slightly longer. It'll be about 1,000 feet long.
Wow.
We're going to have where we have a beach pool here.
Yep.
We're going to have a similar beach pool, but it would be larger, and it'll be 360-degree wave machine in it.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything's lots of fun
bigger
things.
In Texas, y'all.
Everything's going to be bigger and better than the last one, and we just learned from that. And just it's going to have so many fun things to do there.
Yeah.
It's going to be you get up in the morning, and the deer are running around and in the yard.
Oh,
and
wow.
It is really, really pretty.
Well, we unfortunately aren't going to get to see it this year, or at least while we're here right now.
Right.
But we cannot wait to get out there. And when we get out there, we will say, you will see some videos on the new place, for sure. Because
as it's being built, hopefully.
Yes.
You know?
We hope to get out there as it's being built, too. And, we also wanted to make sure to say that Stacy's going to do a post on the website, RV America, y'all. And in that post is going to have a lot of pictures and stuff here. So, please go over to RVAmericaY'all.com to see some of these pictures because this place is fascinating. We've seen pictures.
Yes.
But pictures aren't the only thing.
Stunningly beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
So now what are your plans? You're going to build a campground. Are you going to have I mean, beautiful oak trees, old church. Are you planning to do weddings or special events?
Yes, we'll do weddings and, you know, family reunions, all types of things, special events or big groups or whatever. We have the facilities to do that.
That's awesome. Well, it's nice that you already have so many buildings in place.
There's, I think, 15 buildings or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a barn. There's a dining room. There's a dance hall. There's several little cabins, one they call the bunkhouse because it's got six twin beds upstairs and two bedrooms down below with king beds.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really neat. And there's a fireplace in that. And then they have a fireplace on the outside of it there, too. So you have dual fireplaces. It's a phenomenal building.
It sounds like old Texas charm. It is. What it really sounds like.
Yes. And then to give that extra old Texas charm, when we bought it, we bought it with everything included except for a couple minor things, and the Longhorns were supposed to go.
Oh,
well,
right.
They decided 2 days ago that they didn't have a place for the Longhorns, and they said they would gift them to us. And we were like,
awesome.
Certainly.
I love it.
That's cool. Nothing says Texas like Longhorns.
That is so true.
That is incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
I just don't know how. I mean, it's just crazy for me to think how y'all stumbled upon this and how awesome this can be.
It's just amazing piece of property because the first time we went up there, we were coming from the south. And depending on how familiar you are with Texas, you're going through the beautiful farmland with the flat rice fields and all that. And I'm thinking, this has got to change a lot before I'm even interested in this place. Well, you go up the road a little ways, and it's hills and oak trees and all that. And it's like, wow, it's just a piece of paradise out there.
That is amazing. And I know your family's been enjoying the heck out of the land here lately, getting used to it, kind of enjoying the country life.
Yeah.
Very different from the coastal life,
really.
It is, really.
Totally different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what about some of the little towns? I think there's probably some great little towns
there
around
that
area,
all
right?
Of them are, yeah, kind of like little, they're developing them now into more like tourist towns, old historical. They're using the old historical aspects, little shops there. They're really fun.
You mentioned the painted churches.
Yes.
That are close by.
Mm-hmm.
Not far away at all.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to get out here and see this place for myself. Now, your family is all going to be involved with this
yes.
I guess,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, mm-hmm. guys, they do everything as a family.
Yeah.
And so I know that, you know, I've talked to Nate, mm-hmm. that's Ron's son. We've talked to Eric, his son-in-law.
Yep.
They all are here at Jamaica Beach working away. I haven't had a chance to talk to Angela too much about it yet, Ron's daughter, but
I'm sure
looking forward
excited.
To getting
she's
her
very
perspective.
Excited.
Yeah.
So what's your, do you have kind of a timeline in line for what you think you're going to be able to do?
Yeah, we're hoping that, or at least we're anticipating that by next fall, we can be ready for our winter Texans.
Okay.
Because we won't have the Lazy River finished by then.
Right.
But the winter Texans, it's our season for that anyway.
Right.
And we'll have all of our hot tubs and we'll have that type of thing we're looking at having ready. And pickleball we'll be doing inside there with that big 200-foot building.
Oh, my gosh. So, indoor pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll have a place for people to gather to play games and
lots
things
of places.
Like that, obviously.
Lots of,
and candy bar bingo, I know, is
always
popular.
That's always popular here at Jamaica Beach is candy bar bingo.
Well, I saw that one building look like it has a stage and stuff there, and you could have entertainment in there.
That is what they call the dance hall.
Oh, wow.
It's really neat. It's really eclectic with all the different things in there. From one neat thing they have in there, they have a 42 star flag that is very, very, very rare. It's one of the rarest flags there is out there, the 42, because it was only available. It was only in effect for 8 months. So,
my gosh.
That's in the dance hall, but it actually is going to be coming out, and so it's going to go over to the school. Where it's more appropriate
that
over there.
That makes sense, sure. Yes. Absolutely.
How unique. Now, of course, that feature isn't here at Jamaica Beach, having an indoor dance hall.
Very cool.
That is going to be neat.
I guess for some events in the future at some point, you might bring in some local entertainment and things like
that.
Because I know y'all do that here from time to time. And that's always a big hit.
Oh, absolutely.
But, boy, to have space to spread out and people to really dance and...
Yeah.
That's going to be fantastic.
Yes, it's going to really be neat, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it seems like that it's just endless what you can do and put into this new place.
It's going to be a phenomenal place when it's done. It's going to, I think, be like basically no other campground in the nation from different things. And we'll have probably, we're hoping to have 400 sites, and depending on some other things going on, maybe more.
Now, relation to that, how many sites do you have now here at Jamaica Beach?
We have 181 here.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
I thought there were more here than that. 181 sites here, and you're looking at 400 or more. Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing. So you truly are going to take everything that you've learned in your almost 20 years of building Jamaica Beach and building, in my mind, a mega park.
Yes, it's going to be quite a park.
Yes.
And it's really not a park. It is a resort.
It's
going to be a resort, yes.
I mean,
well,
absolutely.
This is a resort.
Yes. This is a resort, but that's taking it to another level.
Yes.
And I can just imagine. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, how long do you think, I mean, of course, you're going to try to start this fall, but how many spots do you think you may have in the fall?
We may have closer to the 200 mark.
Wow.
We've got all of our heavy equipment up there already, ready to go. We've got that all staged up there. We have a big excavator and a 40-ton dump truck.
I saw some of it leaving here.
Yeah, we had it down here for our construction here. We brought up our 40-ton dump truck and our big front-end loaders, and then we'll bring our skid steer up there probably in the next few weeks. So we got all the equipment up there, and we'll get at it in earnest then.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you drawn up a plan already? Is this something you have to have an architect draw something up, or how do you
No, we won't have to require that up there. We've got a lot of it. Part of it we're doing as we see it and get going. The reason why you see an aerial view, and if you have a tree with a 100-foot canopy, there's maybe room under there for tents, but when you look at from an aerial view, it's like this big blob that you can't use.
Right.
So we're going to have tenting, we'll have some glamping, and all that type stuff will be up there.
That's very cool. So
in addition to our RV sites.
Yes, so that's even something different from what you have here.
It is totally different from here, but that'll be another, because not everybody, the biggest percentage of people don't have a camper. So this will allow people to camp there with tenting or glamping, that type of thing.
Right.
Because obviously
fantastic.
During the summer, once you get to the summer and you get a lazy river in there and stuff, you're going to have a lot of activities for the summer.
You will. Summer's always our busiest time.
Okay.
So do you have in your head, like, are you going to build a mini golf course there too?
We will
definitely
have one.
What types of amenities are you thinking?
Yes. Our mini golf is going to be, for people that haven't seen ours is more of a, I call it a second generation mini golf. The first generation had windmills and stuff you shot the ball through. This one's a second generation, I call it here, that you have all the hills and we have a pirate theme to it.
Yes.
Now, the next one I call actually a third generation, which is going to be totally different. You have the putting greens, but you don't have the concrete borders. There's no concrete borders. It's all the tall grass, thick grass you have.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a third generation of mini golf where you shoot it out and hit it out into the rough. On the current mini golf, you hit it against the concrete, it bounces back and might even go in the hole. You know what I mean? But there, you go out in the rough, and you've got to, like in golf, you have to work it back in.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So that's going to be a lot of fun.
And yes.
Our winter Texans, in fact, I think, I haven't looked at the time, but they're probably out there right now with their couples golf.
They would be.
Yes.
Yes,
and,
every day.
Yeah, but on Sunday, they always have the big tournaments. You know?
Oh, so right.
It's very, very popular what we have our mini golf here.
Yes.
I know there's just a bunch of them out there right now, especially today with the beautiful weather.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
And yesterday, there was a lot
Our friends that just came in yesterday, they said they were going to be there for couples golf today.
Yes, it's very popular. Well, now this next generation of mini golf will be a little bit more similar to regular golf. And so the adults are going to even love it more.
Oh, absolutely.
And the kids will have fun on it too.
Oh, yeah.
But it's going to be more like you'll have all the rough that you go in and you have to work your ball back in.
That is amazing.
So it's going to be an amazing course.
So you're going to take your Lazy River experience and build on that.
Bigger,
and build
yep.
a bigger and better Lazy River, although this one is it's awesome.
Really
it's
nice.
Awesome. Yeah. You're going to take your mini golf course, which we love, and
yes.
make it even, like you said, yes. even bigger and better.
Yes.
I mean, I just can't even imagine. Well, I tell you what goes on in Ron's head and then the creativity that's up there that comes to life always astounds me.
And we're also going to, it'll be a couple years out, but we're going to have a Christmas venue over there so that you can go over there for Christmas and we'll have some really neat things there. And so it'll be year-round park.
That's awesome. I love that.
No, I do
that.
Too. And I mean, it's going to say Texas. This
yes,
park
is
going to say Texas.
It is.
Sure.
If you're coming from up north and you want to come down to the new park, the Twin Oaks Resort, it's going to have, like you say, Texas stamped all over it.
Yes.
You know? Jamaica Beach is a beautiful park. And
yes,
I'm not,
it is.
It's a very beautiful park.
Yes.
But you're on the coast, and it might be similar to Florida or Texas or whatever. But it doesn't say Texas like Longhorns.
Right.
And,
right.
right. Right. Oh, that's for sure. I mean, I'm just so excited to just – what's going on in my head, I'm sure, is nothing compared to what's really going to exist there.
It's going to be a phenomenal park.
And what's exciting for me is how excited you are about it and how excited the family mm-hmm. is
That's
about
true.
It. And I can only imagine what this is going to turn into, not just in the short term, but, you know, a few years down the road
yes,
as
true.
You continue to develop it. So what is it like working with your entire family?
usually it's good and bad, and how to do that, you know, because everybody has their own personality and that comes into play.
Sure.
And it's not like, let's say, a employer-employee relationship where it's like a little rough, like, hey,
yeah.
see you, bye.
Right.
Right. you know, so, but it's also some real good aspects about that, too, you know.
What I think is fantastic is that, you know, everyone has, you are a close family, and you do work well together. Even when things get rough, y'all are always out there together, you know, and you're always out there putting your heads together, trying to figure out what's the next best thing to come. Because even with Jamaica Beach, there's always something new. There's always some new exciting project going on.
Always, always.
You know, there's always some improvement to yes. something you've already done.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think with this next project, it's only going to be that way yeah. for an extended period of time.
Yes,
because here, you're kind of locked in with how much space you have.
We are running as far as expansion and stuff. We can do a little bit, but not a lot more.
Right.
Yes. We're at this new project, new slate, acres, hundreds of acres to go on.
Well, and I do have to reiterate, y'all are in the third generation now that have worked here at the park, I guess.
Yes, we have my grandkids are working here, especially
yeah.
in the summer.
Yes.
Right now they're either in school or in college or
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how cool it is I've been an entrepreneur since 91, but for you to be able to come up with a business where you can be around your grandkids and your kids yeah. all the time. I mean, mm-hmm. that's just an unbelievable experience. That has to, for you, that has to be a phenomenal feeling that you've built something that they want to be a part of.
Yes, they do. They love the business.
And to have all the teaching moments that you have. Mm-hmm. You know, everything from construction
yeah.
To customer service mm-hmm. to and everything in between.
Yes.
I mean, that's for sure.
That is amazing. Yeah. You know, and when I talked to Nate the other day, which, again, is Ron's son, if y'all haven't met yeah. Nate. He said, you know, what has blown him away is, you know, the community of RVers and just the fact that, you know, being around RVers all the time, being immersed in the RV lifestyle like you guys are, mm-hmm. as park owners, as resort owners, you get to meet so many people and hear their stories
yeah.
and get to know them and almost have an extended family because mm-hmm. you do get to see the same people year after year.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome.
Yeah, the RV lifestyle, we live it
yes.
every day, obviously, full time. But y'all do too, even though you don't live in an RV.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
I mean, and so that's what Nate was saying. He's saying, most RVers are such good people, and
yeah.
they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this is such a tight community. But the thing here is this community was built by y'all.
Right.
I mean, you built this right here. You built this entire community. When we walk out this door, all these people are here because of y'all.
Right.
But, you know, I do have to give a shout out to my son-in-law too. That works for me.
Yes.
Eric.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And he is a very key part of the business. You know.
There is no doubt about
that. He is a hard worker. I mean, my gosh, you see Eric every single day.
Always busy. Yes.
Always busy. And in fact, it's been a while. It's been a couple years ago, I guess, since Snowmageddon down here, you know, in Galveston. Mm-hmm. It doesn't usually get that cold down here.
No, never.
But a couple of years ago, while we were down here, this freak storm came through, froze all of Texas, actually.
Yes.
And we actually sat down on the podcast with Ron and Eric.
That's right.
To talk about the experience, the very unusual experience of being really an island because we were kind of cut off from everything for a few days, and how the park responded to that and how the people responded to that and the community in that. So I'll link to that in case you didn't hear that, so you can hear a little bit from Eric.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. And that was a very good podcast because you're talking about unique. It doesn't hardly ever freeze down here in Galveston.
No.
And it froze like four or five straight days.
Yes.
It was insane.
Even the TV station was down here doing some filming.
That's right.
That's right. Yes. That's right. I remember that.
Yes. And
Houston.
That reporter, she was great. We met her. And she's now on the national
I think she is.
Broadcast.
Yeah. And of course, we talked then, I think, about how Angela, Eric's wife, your daughter, was going around checking on everybody and cooking.
Oh, they were cooking, taking them food.
Angela and then my wife.
Yes. And Dora,
And Dora as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's so much about the Gustafson family and what y'all have created here. And now to take that to another location inland is just, it's so exciting. I just can't even begin to tell you. Now, I don't think I've ever asked you, Ron, how did y'all get into RV resort business?
Well, I had a small one in Montana, but before that we were in hospitality in the hotels up in Montana. And I think that's what kind of made our resort different is that that we started using some of the knowledge that you'd have in a hotel and put it into the campground in a good
right,
way.
Right.
Yeah, the customer relations, customer service.
Yeah.
You can feel that here for sure.
Absolutely. The hospitality.
Hospitality.
Yes, hospitality business, yes.
That's right.
100%. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
And, you know, we can't let this end, though, without giving a shout out to Dora.
Yes. The saddest moment of my life was just the 15th of this December.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just a little over 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she passed away just unexpectedly.
Completely.
That was the 15th, the 13th. We were moving up to our new place.
I mean,
excited.
You're starting this
all excited.
New thing.
And that night, she went to the hospital. You know, thinking, you know, something minor, you know. The ambulance was called, and then they come and checked her out and took a mercy flight to Houston, to Memorial Hermann. So we got top rate.
Yeah.
But, you know, God, in his infinite plan, took her home. And still don't understand why.
No, and neither do we. And it was such a huge loss, shocking for everyone, but we know she's with us.
Yes, but the other thing, too, talking about family at the campground, we had the viewing, and then we had a beautiful funeral, and we come back, the hearse come back out to the campground and then led the procession, and then there was all the campers out here. Were one of my gals at the campground says, on this celebration of life, don't worry, we've got it.
Yes.
And so we handed it over to her on that.
It was beautiful.
They had all people doing everything, and they had actually guys in vests directing traffic because there was bunches of cars.
Oh, so many.
And we just went back to the house and said our final goodbyes, and Dora went you know, off to where she, you know, back to the funeral home. And it was a beautiful, beautiful thing that showed the love of campers, how they,
family.
It was, I couldn't have asked for anything better. I mean, well, I could have, one thing.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
You know, that she was still here.
Right.
But
yes.
As far as the send off,
It was unbelievable. All the food that everybody made.
It was unbelievable. The love and, you know, but that's because it's family.
It is true.
And it's true. And Dora, I mean, just like everyone loves you, everyone loves your entire family. Yeah. And Dora, absolutely, anyone who's been coming here for any length of time, you know, she used to cook breakfast on Wednesdays and Saturday mornings.
This place where we're sitting right here.
Yes.
She used to make breakfast.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
And Thanksgiving
we ate many
dinners.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Turkey gumbo.
Yes, that's going to be greatly missed by a lot of campers.
Yes. And
sure
she
will.
Was just always smiling, always positive, always had.
But we do know she's looking down upon us.
Her joy continues.
And she will.
With everybody she ever met.
She's going to guide you right through this next park.
Yes, she is. We're building this in honor of her.
I love it.
Yes, that's awesome.
Absolutely. We miss you, Dora.
Thank you, Dora.
Yes. And, yes, we love you, Ron. Thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you.
Definitely, if you have not been to Jamaica Beach RV Resort, you need to get yourself here.
Yep.
I don't know what you're waiting for. But get yourself down here and enjoy some of this island life. And then keep watching. Make sure you check the page that goes along with this episode so that you'll see some pictures of what
the ranch
looks like right now. Then the coming Twin Oaks Resort.
True. That's right.
And we will keep you posted on the development of that. And we may have some big news about that coming in the future. So you'll definitely want to stay tuned. Thank you so much, Ron. We really appreciate all your time and all your hard work and all your hospitality.
Thank you very much, and appreciate doing it for you guys.
Yeah,
absolutely. Until next time.
Safe travels.
And happy camping.
Bye.